Welcome, everyone, to another fantastic episode of The Peaceful Planet with your host, Marcia McMahon. And we have with us tonight a special treat. As always, the Murray Clan and James Murray is with us from Canada. And it's been an extraordinary day watching the news unfold. The massive demonstrations of the younger people that are protesting gun violence and demanding an answer from our government. And so I noticed, as many of you would have noticed, that even Paul McCartney got involved in the demonstration and said he lost his best friend close to here. And of course he was referring to our beloved wonderful master of music for the show, John Lennon, and James Murray brings through the music, as well as Bob, from the late John and George. So I was fortunate enough to tune in and get a message from John on his thoughts about Paul and in support of the demonstrators. So we hope that America will listen, that the Congress will listen, and it's a very important day in America. It was very powerful to hear all the young voices speak up against gun violence for their lives, and the amount of organization and commitment to peaceful coexistence, love, and unity, which is what we're all about on the peaceful planet, was just an amazing thing to see. And John had predicted this with me a couple months ago. So you'll hear that and more with the wonderful James Murray. So before I bring James on, I want to mention a few announcements that I have. You probably are aware that I have published many books, and the most recent book I want to talk a little bit tonight is yet unpublished, but I had the opportunity to make a visit with Robert Murray on the other side. And Robert is the father of James that we're hosting tonight. And I've been doing a lot of work on the Holy Grail, and I was fortunate enough to be invited to Bob Murray's office or study on the other side. He opened the door, and in I walked, and there were all the fragments of the existing Holy Cross and the Black Madonna, and the tree on which Jesus was crucified, and all these things that were just so amazing. And Joseph of Arimathea is in charge of this rotating exhibit that exists in heaven, and he confirms that still parts of it exist on this side. So it'll be fascinating if we get that far with my messages. So anyway, I want to read a little bit about James's work. And we're just delighted to have you, James, on the show once again. So how are you this evening?
I'm fine, and thank you for having me on.
Well, it's always enlightening to have you and your father on, and you're doing quite a bit of channeling, and the website is www.thestarstillshine.com. And James is an artist, is a designer, a performing artist, literature, visual arts, paranormal, and spiritual. And he's also a movie actor, and he's written a lot of our ads for the Peaceful Planet. So James has been drawing most of his life as a young child. Even before he could talk, he was creating little pictures to communicate. He is a professionally trained artist and has several years' experience as an animator, but now he serves as the co-writer with the Heavenly Team upstairs, including his father and some of the other greats that we'll be bringing through this evening, Joseph of Arimathea and others. And Bob has taught James how to channel and, of course, edit the e-zine. So if you're interested in the e-zine, you can go to James's site. James is also wonderfully gifted as an artist, and he's also generous enough to provide our music for the Peaceful Planet show. So we're just really thrilled to have you back. And let me describe a little bit about Robert and his background, too, Robert Murray. He started all of this Stars Still Shine, and James is picking up kind of, so to speak, right where Robert left off. So for more than 30 years, Robert had been communicating with people who crossed over. Before he channeled, he mentally set up a psychic connection and a protection for himself. He sat down with pen and paper and channeled, and later as at his computer at home where he received the messages. When he received messages from Michael or anyone else, he tuned in and wrote or typed their messages on the computer. He could be called a receiver, had to find the correct station, and there had to be some fine-tuning. He would hear a voice and see a picture. An interaction took place. He was conscious and quite aware of his surroundings when he wrote. During his conversations with the people he saw them in the surroundings and sensed their feelings and emotions as they spoke. All this came through him and was recorded by him. He developed the ability to slow down the messages and write them accurately. This was not automatic writing, but rather transcribing what he actually heard. So he's written a number of books, and James is still housing all of the books. So you have the Murray Library on the side, and then the Murray Library has expanded to a living museum on the other side, James. I have to laugh about that.
Yeah, we're surrounded.
So, yeah, we're surrounded by heaven and heavenly folks at the moment. We've got the upstairs studio with John Lennon wanting to speak, and Saint Germain is going to give a message this evening, and then Joseph of Arimathea. But before we go any further, James, tell us a little bit more about yourself and the e-zine and how many times it's published and how you're working out with the upstairs staff and the downstairs staff and how it's all going.
I wear many hats, and being the artist and the production manager and writer, and of course there's a long list of things I do, that's pretty much my title, and as well as of course the new thing that I'm doing is the channeling. That of course I've been doing that for the last few years, and really that's all the things that I'm able to do. I put that together in our publishing. Well, right now it's the that would be in the magazine, and the magazine
Star
we've
Still
been
Shine magazine, e-magazine, correct?
Yeah, and that's all on news. It's really essentially news and writings from the afterlife, and I'm sorry.
No, I loved your latest illustration with the little VW bus and the trip that Bob and Michael and Carl Sagan took too. That was a cute story. If you'd elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, that one. That one's an article that yes, in the latest issue of the magazine, that and that one is a trip that my father, Michael, and Carl Sagan have. Carl Sagan, well, the scientist, they took a trip recently, and there was a trip to a planet called Dell, not to be mistaken with the computer maker, but it's the planet Dell, and they were able to see several eclipses on their visit, and that's essentially the what's happened in that message. And they had seen, they saw lunar eclipses and solar eclipses, so it was quite an experience to see,
cool.
You know, a multiple.
And Dell has a great many more moons than we do, correct?
Yeah, this planet has that, so it was that's why they were, that's why Carl Sagan encouraged them to Michael and my father to tag along on a trip to see that. And
So they all got in an old VW, and they took off for Dell across the universe, so to speak. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I loved your sketch. It was really cute, really, really animated, and very funny. You've got a cartoon-like style, James.
That's something that my background is in that, and doing cartooning as well.
Yeah, and so if our listeners want to pick up the easing, how is the easiest way to either get a copy of your great book, The Stars Still Shine, Volume 1 or 2, or how to pick up the easing, where would they go to get that?
They can go to our website, and they can start off. They can get a couple of pre-sample issues of the magazine, and then that way they can see what it's all about, and then when they... Once they've read through those samples, then they can order the magazine, get a subscription through our website, and that's how they can do that. And
that is a wonderful and uplifting magazine, and I would assume that some of these articles are written through Bob Murray, and then you've got the dictation as it goes. You're channeling your father, basically, for some of these stories.
The collection there, and he has them available, and he says that whenever I'm ready to do a transcription of the what he has. And there's just some messages that he gives me the full reins to connect with other entities, other people or spirits, and get their messages.
Yeah.
But primarily, he's the one who, he's the, what do I call, a gatekeeper.
Exactly, and that's a very good point, because I think when we connect to the other side, we need to go through a gatekeeper. Usually, Princess Diana is a gatekeeper for me. Now, Bob has become one of my gatekeepers on the other side, and he introduced me to Joseph. But I had been, I had been writing various characters in my book of people that I already channel, like Mary Magdalene and Jesus and Mother Mary, and then I was able to... I was curious about Joseph, and I had a few technical questions that weren't solved for me because I had a past life with Jeshua. And Jeshua is interchangeable with Jesus, by the way. And I was interested in finding out some information. And when I traveled or time traveled out of the body, I ended up in Bob Murray's study with all these artifacts of the Grail, and it became like the movie The Living Museum. So if we get to that, I'll read some excerpts, and that's going to be my new book. I haven't really titled it yet, but it's going to be Mary Magdalene and the Grail Codes Decoded, or something like that. I haven't figured out a good title, but so Bob and I have channeled in a different way. usually I just go into the silence and I channel consciously. But Bob has taught me a new way of going through the silver cord and actually kind of looking around and experiencing things on the other side. Is that the way you also do it, James?
Yeah, I do visit the other side. I don't know. I don't quite know how I do it. and sometimes my father often says that I'm doing it, and sometimes I'm fading in and out, and he knows I'm kind of like an internet connection that's kind of fading in and out. And so it's I don't know how I do it, but I do it.
I do think that I do know that Bob Murray was one of the most amazing mediums I've ever known in my entire life, and you are too now, fast becoming a quick study of your father and very gifted. And I do know that when I missed a heartbeat with Princess Diana because I was working full-time as an art history professor and I'd come home exhausted and I wouldn't do the message, she'd send a message through Bob Murray and she'd describe everything that I was doing that day. I mean, it was just literally mind-blowing, his capacity. So I had this lingering issue to know more about Joseph of Arimathea. So that is one of our themes tonight. And I would invite you to look through your messages and choose one that you want to go with, and will be open to receive. And then I'd like to share the one from John Lennon, and I have another one from Master Saint Germain. We'll just volley back and forth if that sounds good to you, James. And I want to also, I forgot to mention to the audience that I'm going to be appearing in 2 weeks at the Holistic Fest in Springfield, Illinois, at the Illinois State Fair building. It's called the Illinois Building, and I'll be there on the 7th of April, and I'll be speaking on the Divine Feminine Mary Magdalene at 1:30, and then I'll also be speaking on Saturday and Sunday. So if you are interested in holistic and psychic readings, I'll be doing psychic readings, and you can contact me in advance if you would like a more lengthy reading at Marcia, D-I, at newwave.com. That's two W's and two M's .net, Marcia, D-I, at newwave.com.net. And or, if you would like to call the station tonight, you can press the button number 1. I'm not doing readings, but we're just accepting phone calls. If you have a question and you would like either James or I to answer it. So it's going to be a fascinating show. So, James, I'll yield to you if you would like to bring through story that you have or any messages from Joseph of Arimathea, who is our theme tonight.
Okay. I have one here that my father wrote a series of messages several years ago, and I will read one from the this is one that came from our magazine, the Stars Will Shine magazine, back in September 2011. And in the messages, or in this, in the messages that he's that he received from about Joseph and about Joseph and Michael, I have one here that it's what it is Michael is working with Joseph, and they're involved in a lesson or a teaching that, what Joseph describes the lessons that or the teachings as what I'm about to read are awakenings, happenings, adventures, rememberings, and inculcations. It's interesting that word.
Inculcation. All right.
I'll read the first message that I have here. It says, "Hi, Father Murray. Sorry for the rush. I guess I have so much to say, that I was getting antsy. I have been learning with Joseph of Arimathea. Lately, we have been working with trees, not chopping them down or anything as mean as that. Please understand that I still don't know everything about trees, but I'll tell you about what I have learned. My first lesson about trees with Joseph is a good place to start. Joseph doesn't usually give me any clues about the next lesson. He doesn't teach in a usual way. One lesson doesn't necessarily follow the last one. The subject of each lesson could be and usually is different. He told me that he usually works in that way, so I won't precondition. For example, one lesson was done in the pool with me floating on my back. The next lesson was in the den. This last lesson was in the branches of a large oak tree at the beginning of one of the trails. Whatever method, it is a superb way to learn and remember. When Joseph came into Sussex yesterday, he was very enthusiastic about what he was going to draw out of me. He never called lessons. The teachings, have been described by Joseph as awakenings, happenings, adventures, remembering, and inculcation. I remember that word because it reminded me of inoculations. Joseph gets so worked up about these adventures that you would have to be dead not to respond. Ha ha.
Funny joke. Okay, got it.
He is really like a child, a 2,000-year-old child. I don't know what he has been doing for 2,000 years, but he's making up for lost time if he did lose any of it. The latest adventure would really blow away the tree huggers on your side. Anyway, Joseph asked me to follow him out to Sussex. We walked over to the beginning of Trail 7. He pointed to a very large tree. He said to me to find a way to get to the second crotch. The first fork or crotch was about 6 or 7 feet from the ground. The second major fork was about 15 to 18 feet from the ground. We both stood at the base and looked up. Joseph asked me to think and say whatever came into my head. It didn't take long for me to say, "You want me to go to the second fork in this tree?" It wasn't a question. I made the statement because I knew that was what I was to do. Joseph didn't say anything, but I knew him by then. I first circled the tree. Joseph stood back and gave me room. I found my way up to the second fork and got myself comfortable. Climbing trees hasn't been a hobby of mine. I like trees, but I just couldn't see myself in the branches like a bird. This tree was different. I felt very comfortable. I was able to sit in this one. I had no fear of falling. I felt as though the tree was holding me in its branches. When I settled in, Joseph looked at me and sent me his B mail message. "Think about the tree, Michael. Open up." B mail stands for brain mail, or mind-to-mind messages. Joseph talks to me mostly by B mail. He could phone in my messages from a distance, but he likes me to see the expression on my face when I understand. Anyway, I'm burning away on this branch when I get this weird sound in my head. It isn't a human voice. It is a very basic thought or thoughts. I understand it very well. It has more to do with emotions and feelings rather than words. I wouldn't call it primitive because that wouldn't describe it very well. As far as I feel, it is very cool. It is a very cool way to communicate. There's no mistaking the warm, comfortable feeling I get when I let the tree into my thoughts. I don't get many pictures because the tree doesn't have to see anything the way I do. This is not a brain thing, but a complete body communication. I feel that I should remember what this tree tells me. Trees don't think like humans, and to give a tree or trees human qualities would be wrong. Trees do think. They read human intentions very accurately. All trees are connected. The trees of the same type communicate very well, and the other types not so well, but they all communicate. The trees of your side of Earth have voices that can be heard by other trees. When a tree is attacked in any way, then other trees know immediately. Some trees respond by sending out a poison through their roots or their leaves. Some trees have a relationship with animals or insects that help. Trees have souls. The souls don't have the same essence as human souls, but they do have souls. The natives of any country know about the trees. If you, on Earth, travel through a wooded area, you can do so safely by listening to trees. If you mean the trees no harm, then they do help. If you have the wrong attitude, then they are silent. This tree tells me all of this while I'm sitting in its branches. I talk aloud to Joseph, and he confirms what I have just discovered for myself. Everything I learn goes in so gracefully and so naturally. I just love this way of learning. It's so much fun. I remember everything down to the last detail. I don't know when the next lesson will be, but I'm looking forward to it. It's been great talking to you. Don't be a stranger. Love to all. Mike.
Wow, I just love that.
Yeah.
Now, I tuned in to a tree also with Joseph. I don't know if you read that part of my messages or not.
I haven't. I didn't get to the... I got some reading to do.
Well, this is very odd then, because I may share it, but right now I'm going to... I guess we're in the energy of Joseph, so I should probably give a little background into what happened with Joseph and I and Bob. So I have a message from the olive wood tree that was used to crucify Jeshua on the tree, and it's a very sad message. I'm not sure... I'm feeling moved to share it at the moment, but I think I'd rather share something a little bit more uplifting and then return to Joseph of Arimathea. So before we close for a little break, I'm going to read John's message to Paul tonight, and it's dated March the 24th. It is hot off the press. And this is John Lennon and his message to Paul McCartney today. And I was really awestruck by Paul's courage going out there with all the demonstrators. Of course, the Beatles brought all this peace, love, and unity movement and demonstrations to America and created a whole peace movement. So this is very apropos and very powerful. So all your listeners out there, just feel ready to receive the vibrations of the great John Lennon as I read this. I'm feeling you all around, and your love is all around, and with the demonstrators today, John. John comes through. Marcia, my love, I'm so glad to be hearing from you. I want to thank Paul from the depths of my heart for standing up against gun violence and for me personally. I was his best friend, and he was my best friend for so many years. I did predict some time ago that the young people would be the salvation of your dilemma in the United States. For we as the Beatles stood up for peace and love, and we will still do that in our songs. We still do that in our songs with George and I as the Half-Beats. And we're going to play a few songs for you tonight. So we ask you to tune in to James Murray and Marcia McMahon as they bring forth messages from the various masters. I, John, am honored to be remembered by Paul and so many of the fans. It's touched me today, and it's touched my heart deep down with love for Paul tonight. Thank you for that, John. It will mean a great deal to your fans. Yeah, and when you do remember that we all stood as the Beatles, we began as a kind of movement and ended the Vietnam War, so we can also end gun violence in America. Have faith in America, for America is still the greatest country. Remember peace and remember love, and we'll get there. Ascension's on its way. Love to all my fans. This is John Lennon coming to you now with love from across the universe. So I want to mention the title of my book. If you're new to listening to the show, it's Notes from John, Messages from Across the Universe, and it's a bit of a collaborative effort with Bob Murray and James Murray, with the musical lyrics and the messages from John are included in the book, as well as George's messages, and many of Bob's old messages appear in the book too, and it has a striking note, pardon the pun, striking notes that really sound like the late Lennon, both from your father and from me, and there are about 30 songs that I've channeled in with the lyrics. So I think we're going to listen to one of the songs that we very seldom listen to, and it is on our master list. This is a song I'd like to talk about a little bit. It's called Suspended Adventures, and it starts out, it's written by, it's channeled or inspired by John from the other side, and he said, life had a suspended adventure for me. So it's about going suddenly to spirit. We will join you back on the other side of the break with James Murray. Thank you all for listening. And stay tuned for more messages from Joseph of Arimathea. Thank you. Welcome back. That was remarkable, Diana. We could not find the title of the other song, Suspended Adventures, but it is listed in my book. And, of course, Remarkable Nebulae is the other subtitle of the song, which was inspired by John. And it's about looking out at the stars at night and remembering the light that shines from other galaxies is already passed due to the, Einstein's theory and the speed of light. And it's just a brilliant tune, and the lyrics are in my book. And so we're back, and I'm going to read an excerpt and explain a little bit about what happened with my research on the Grail. So I've been on this Grail quest for quite some time, and we're doing part of the Jesus Mysteries this evening. And basically, I was invited over to visit with Bob Murray, James's father. And I had different specific questions just for Joseph of Arimathea. And it turned out to be most interesting because when I, quote-unquote, arrived, I could see in my mind's eye anyway that Bob had laid out, or Joseph and Bob had laid out all these artifacts from various things that Joseph had collected over the period of time of his life that have come down through the legends as the Grail pieces. So he had pieces of the original ship because Joseph was a captain of a ship, and he was also a very well-to-do man that escorted all of the Essenes, which we were known as that at that time, out of Palestine for safety to England. And a lot of the Grail legend is actually true, to my amazement. And Joseph told me that there are aspects of the Holy Cross, both on earth and in heaven, as well as the chalice of the Last Supper. And then also I observed another very interesting object, which is known as the Black Madonna, of also of a statue of Sarah, who was rumored to have been Mary Magdalene's servant girl. And it's called the Black Madonna, but it's actually a statue of Sarah. And she came to life and spoke. So I was like reading the Akashic records of Mary Magdalene's daughter that they had, Sarah. Between Jesus and Mary Magdalene, there was an actual daughter. So the statue comes to life and speaks. This is also cool, and I couldn't have done it without the creativity of the great Robert Murray, because he invited me to experience it that way. So I'll share a little excerpt, and do look forward to getting the book out, but I keep getting downloads of wealth of information from various sources, and so I'm still working on it. I put a thank you out to both Mary White and Dorothy Mercer, who are helping me with some of the editing. I'm speaking now with the artifacts, and I'm looking at the artifacts that are under the church at Sainte-Marie de la Mar, which are in southern France. And Bob says, if you look to the right, you will see a Black Madonna. Go ahead and touch the Black Madonna on her belly for good luck. And I'm saying, Marcia, I'm seeing Sarah. I see that the Black Madonna looks a lot like a darker girl that would have been from Egypt. And it was rumored to be the servant girl of Mary Magdalene. But that was a decoy for her, Sarah, who was born in Egypt. And Sarah comes to life and begins to speak. And she says, thousands of pilgrims have touched me and regained their health, believing in the power, the healing power of Mary Magdalene and Jesus. I am one of the most sacred relics, and I come to speak to you today to tell you a bit of the story of Sarah. So Sarah, the Black Madonna, speaks. In this region in France, there were many that knew of my real identity. The priest that you know, who found my statue and my bones under the church, was well aware that I was an only child. He was paid a ransom note from the Catholic Church, recovering up this material. He actually found my bones, and he shoveled around, and he found other precious relics, including a relic of the True Cross and some fragments of other Gospels written by Mary Magdalene, my mother. They were located in that chapel. And that, again, would be St. Marie by the Sea in southern France. What was revealed was so upsetting to the church hierarchy at that time, they decided the best thing to do is make the priest, that was the parish priest, a very rich man, and let him live out his days in luxury and confiscate the cachet. So they're now all sealed somewhere deep inside the Vatican Library and only available to a trusted few. And Sarah goes on to say, and I think I'm going to have to close this message. I'm saying here, that is as good as any Da Vinci Code. Sarah, please do go on. You know me or my soul as the dear friend you have, but she does not contain the full record of the accounting of what really happened in my life. And then it continues. So this is a prelude to my next book. And I'd like to turn it back over to James, and he has another message to share with us this evening.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is another one of the one of Michael's lessons with Joseph of Arimathea. Michael's is the subject of our Stars Will Shine books. Anyway, so this is another lesson, and I'll begin my. It says, okay, this is what Michael begins with, was saying. Hi, I've been practicing some of my new magic tricks. Well, I guess they aren't my tricks. I was told about them by Joseph. When he first started to teach me about this type of magic, he said that this magic isn't used to impress people, but to make things easier for me to help others. It is a tool to be used to help me and others. He did say that in the wrong hands or used for the wrong reasons, this magic could go very, very wrong. I didn't ask him to spell that part out. And he said, I'm allowed to tell you what I do or can do, but I can't tell you the how. I know that you, Father Murray, can do magic, but since this is going into a book, I can't give the methods. Now, part of the magic learning process is that I can't tell the details or the methods at this time. Joseph didn't say any more than for me to keep the how to myself. Here's the magic list of things I'm able to do. I didn't say that I do them well or have 100% rate of success, but here they are. I can fly around off the ground. I can walk through a wall without using a hall. I can look into heads even though they are dead. I can't rhyme too well while under this spell. I can levitate a bit and have been able to fly like Peter Pan sometimes. Luckily, I haven't had engine failure while up in the air. And then he says, I can walk through walls at a lower vibration levels only. If I try that on this level, then I do bump into something solid. Well, solid to me. And I can now usually read minds, but I don't like doing that. I feel like I'm invading the privacy of others. I guess I am. All my magic isn't even. Some days I'm better than other days. Sometimes I'm right on, and other days I'm off by a wide space. I don't think I'm telling any secrets when I tell you that Joseph teaches me by pointing out the blocks to my progress. He teaches me by telling me what is in my way. I then examine the block and work around it or remove it myself. I remember every detail of each block. Some blocks are simple and others are very complex. No two blocks are the same. It is just an obstacle course that you must conquer to be successful. I call this type of learning an inward adventure. I did hear that somewhere else first. All this isn't mind control from outside me. It is from inside my mind, and according to Joseph, has been there all the time. As I go deeper into my mind, I go into the universal mind, the subconscious or the soul mind. It is all connected. This is all pretty deep stuff. Joseph started me doing some of this magic in my swimming pool. The temperature of the water had to be body temperature, and I had to be on my back. Also, I couldn't be in contact with any objects or the sides of the pool. While I was in the water, I could hear Joseph in my head, and that was how we did some of the learning. I'm telling you that was a super way to take lessons. It was a lot more exciting than sitting at a desk. This isn't something that Joseph said, but it is a quote from me, Michael. Remember that when you have problems, even a blank storm helps things grow. So that's the latest one. So
that's cute. I really like Joseph's way of instructing. And when you think about who Joseph was as Jesus's uncle and protectorate, and he was a craftsman, and he worked with trees, and he worked with carpentry, and he worked with mines, the tin mines and whales, and then he was a shipmaster too, captain. He worked with objects and things, so it does make sense that he's a hands-on kind of teacher.
Yeah, hands-on, exactly. That's what I was thinking. I think he fed me that word, hands-on.
I love that because... you know, it's typical, and we've got the same Joseph of Arimathea here. Now, I have a brief description of what Joseph was like. I could share that, but I also have a really profound message from Master Saint Germain, and at some point I'll read that. So I love that story, and I love the way... Bob Murray writes, and the way you write, in the present tense, and it's all experience on the other side. So it's like, it gives a very clear impression that comical things happen on the other side, and it's not all serious with angels and condemnation, and it's not a final judgment. And I think the real meaning of your books is that the other side is a fun place to be, and I think that all people everywhere should read one of your books, The Stars Still Shine, Volume 1 or 2, to get a good idea of what the afterlife is really all about, because it really describes it very, very aptly, and it Michael and his adventures are very fun, very lively. And I reviewed your e-zine from this past month in March, and I just got around to reading Carolyn Bessette's interview with Mary Tyler Moore. That was very wonderful too.
Yeah, that was an interesting one to receive, because that one didn't come. My father said it didn't come through him. That one he handed the connection, handed my connection over to Carolyn, who knows how to do it, and was able to send it to me, and I'm surprised that I was able to do that.
Well, it's not surprising to me, because I remember that, you know, my first and only connection besides Jesus was basically I could get message from my higher self, and then Princess Diana approached me so many years ago in 2001 with her urgent messages for peace, and so I was connected to Diana, just Diana, for a long, long time. She was my primary spirit guide, and I was doing all my channeling just with Diana, and then Mother Teresa chimed in with a few messages, and they worked together. I found out through your writings that that was corroborated, and many times over it's been corroborated that this is true, even by other mediums that would come and approach me and tell me that I was surrounded by either Diana or Mother Teresa. So then I expanded, and next thing you know, I hear from John Lennon, and I was frustrated. I couldn't get my book published for a couple of years, and it was a very timely matter that I wanted out there for world peace. So the first book is republished now as Princess Diana's Message of Peace. That's the first volume I channeled with Diana. But John Lennon approached me and said, "Don't worry, love. Don't go worrying your pretty little head. You'll get the message out." And then things led to BBS. And so BBS has been a revelation in itself, and that is because I've been able to connect with other like-minded light workers like yourself and others across the globe who are doing very relevant work all over the place. And so BBS helped me to awaken to my past lives. And then Bob Murray, as I recall one time, actually read my past life and Akashic Records while I was on air with him. And it was just, it was so amazing. It just totally blew me away because I had just been exploring past life regression. So Bob was talking about Jesus having survived the crucifixion and walking around with the disciples in Glastonbury, England, and that I was among them. So this is all going to be recorded in the book, but I still, you know, marvel at what I get and the many spirits that are working through me. And I have one message that I'd like to read toward the end of the call, or toward the end of the show, rather. And is there anything else that you'd like to read, James?
I don't have anything in front of me, but certainly the there's quite a few more of the these messages that Michael has with Joseph, and eventually we will put these into a book.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I can't say when. I guess we don't want to predict the time, but we are planning to publish those messages. And although they are right now, we have them. The series is in the magazine, in the back issues of the magazine that can be ordered through our website. And
state the website for our listeners once again.
Okay, the website for the listeners, it's thestarsstillshine.com.
Yeah, and it's brilliant, and you must explore this website. It's very rich, and there's music that we have been graciously allowed to share with our audience, which we'll be doing shortly. And James and Bob are a wealth of talent, and, you know, Bob has his outlet now through James. If you've been doing some readings, I understand, and I do readings too with the other spirits on the other side.
Okay.
So before we close out, I'd like to read Master Saint Germain's Restoration of the Divine Blueprint, and then we'll close out with a song. And the song will be, Images of My Love. And this is Master Saint Germain calling on the masters and guides that wish to speak on behalf of world peace. This is Master Saint Germain. Long has Earth awaited the restoration of the divine blueprint and the diamond crystalline grid. Tune into my violet flame as you listen to these words and be not distracted by the chaos going around in the Trump administration. You are aware that revelations will continue to break until it reaches a breaking point, at which point the various factions crying out for democracy and freedom shall break forth into demonstrations and request for resignation or impeachment. This is the way of true democracy, and it shall be restored. Therefore, do not give in to despair, for it is not the destiny of America to have corruption throughout the government as you have it now. hold to the violet flame and the brilliant divine perfection of the masters of the new earth. All visualize together the coming together of harmony, unity, and love for the sake of the children of earth and for the sake of the salvation of the Mother Earth Gaia. For ascension at this point of the planet does await, and it must be a place of peace, harmony, and joy before ascension arrives. The new crystalline grid is being assembled for the protection of the planet by off-planet beings of light. Do not give in despair, but rejoice that this message is so, and I am Master Saint Germain, overlighting the good of all peoples everywhere. I am. All right, and thank you for joining us on the peaceful planet.